It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. The NFL has announced it will not force players to stand for the national anthem before league games. That news broke as a group of NFL owners met with players and Commissioner Roger Goodell in New York. The meeting was set to discuss the national anthem controversy, as well as police brutality and social conditions that some players have been protesting. Goodell said the meetings were
very productive and very important. It reflected, I think, our commitment to work together with our players on issues of social justice.
Dave Zirin is sports editor for The Nation magazine and host of the Edge of Sports podcast. Dave, welcome back.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Dave, did any specific agreements come out of the meeting that you've been talking to players about, aside from the announcement that they don't necessarily break any rules if they don't stand for the national anthem?
They went in there because they wanted a firm agreement that any First Amendment rights would not be broached. That was a big starting point for them. So just getting that on the table was seen as a victory for the players. Secondarily, some players, like Doug Baldwin of the Seattle Seahawks, emerged from the meeting saying that they had received a financial commitment from NFL owners regarding very specific sports and social justice work that players were doing. And I'm trying to confirm whether other owners and other cities have made that commitment as well. And lastly, before the meeting even started, you had a letter that was signed by Roger Goodell and Doug Baldwin that was sent to leading members of Congress supporting a bill that's on the House and Senate floor dealing with mandatory minimums. So all in all, I mean, it's so interesting, Todd, because you asked about my reporting. The players who feel like the owners were there in good faith to talk about this feel very positive about the meeting. The players who think that the owners are only setting this up as a kind of kabuki theater to put the anthem stuff in the rear view of the NFL, I mean, they're the ones who are a little more skeptical.
Meanwhile, another part of this story continues, Dave Zirin, because Colin Kaepernick, the quarterback, was not at this meeting. Is that right?
That is correct. He was not at this meeting. Now, let me give the details about that. He was not invited by the National Football League, and their spokesperson, Joe Lockhart, spokesperson for Roger Goodell, said before the meeting that he did not even understand why Colin Kaepernick would even be invited to this meeting. I mean, and a lot of folks read this as connected to the fact that he can't get a job in the league, this idea of erasing his presence from these conversations.
Well, Dave, let me just stop you, because in the minute we have left, I want to make sure we cover Kaepernick's grievance against the NFL.
Yes.
He's basically filing with the NFL saying owners are colluding to not give him a job. Where does that stand?
Yes. Right now, it's very interesting. The latest developments are that Colin Kaepernick has enlisted the NFL Players Association and their attorney, Jeffrey Kessler, who's an absolute shark on these issues. He's taken on the NCAA and several other very high profile cases involving unions and sports. The other part about this that's really important to keep our eye on and what's going to make this particularly explosive is that my sources tell me that they are going to pursue the connection between NFL owners and Donald Trump and the idea that NFL owners are actually taking orders from Donald Trump to punish Colin Kaepernick. And Trump has, of course, bragged about this in speeches. So, I mean, a lot of this proof is out there in the public sphere. And that's going to be a very interesting approach because, remember, this is a grievance, not a lawsuit. And this does go outside the bounds of what the collective bargaining agreement defines as collusion. But speaking to Kaepernick's legal team, they think they can make it work.
Dave Zirin is sports editor for The Nation magazine and host of the Edge of Sports podcast. Thanks again, Dave.
Thanks so much, Todd. Really appreciate being on the show.